I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The number of people shot each year in America is over 116,000. That includes by murders, assaults, suicides and suicide attempts, unintentional shootings, and police interventions. That statistic comes from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and it's one of the many points being made in a new exhibit at the Maxwell Museum of Anthropology at UNM in Albuquerque. Gun Violence, A Brief Cultural History, was co-curated by my guest, Devorah Romanek. Devorah, thank you for joining us.
Very glad to be here.
The approach you've taken in this exhibit is to present a variety of responses to guns from a diverse set of voices. Why did you make that choice?
The history of gun violence is a large history, and we wanted, in a small space, because the exhibition space is small, to really present a myriad of opinions and histories and stories, just to give a perspective of other places and times and attitudes towards guns and use of guns and gun violence, to indicate that it has varied greatly over time and place. And so the situation here in the United States, with the statistics that you quoted that are also, you know, available in the exhibition, it needn't stay that way. That's part of the point being made, is we can see that there's a variety of experience here, and have a conversation about that and make some decisions maybe about what we might want to do differently.
Yes, it's very obvious when you walk through it that attitudes toward firearms have shifted over the centuries. For example,
I'll use the example that we give in the exhibition in Australia, where more than 20 years ago, there was a mass shooting. And I think that in Australia at the time, in some very broad way, attitudes towards guns at that time were not so dissimilar to what they are here in the United States. But after that mass shooting, very tragic, the Australian government did make changes in access to guns and gun ownership. And there's been a dramatic decrease in gun violence and deaths from gun violence. I believe, broadly speaking, over that 20-year span, the deaths from gun violence dropped 72%. They were already much lower there, but that's a huge change.
How does addressing an issue like gun violence fit into the mission of a museum of anthropology?
Many people are not familiar, first of all, with anthropology. And anthropology is the study of human culture and how we behave in relation to one another. And museums of anthropology can take on the historic experiences of human cultures, but also the contemporary experiences of human cultures. And my own experience in museums is that it's really important, it's certainly interesting to engage contemporary topics so that people see themselves reflected in the museum. I think, you know, history always reflects us, but it's not as clear sometimes as the contemporary moment. So I started a series a while ago about current events and anthropology. And some of that is based on an experience I had many years ago. I worked at the Smithsonian Institution, National Museum of American History, and they had a small series of history in the news. And it was very successful, often controversial. And I think that's not a bad thing. Because, you know, people think of museums, those who are familiar with museums, as staid places. But they don't need to be, and I don't think they should be. So the idea for this particular topic, it began in 2016 with the Pulse nightclub shootings. But it was really in 2017, after the mass shooting in Las Vegas, when I put that call out to my colleagues and said, you know, who wants to work on this with me? And we were working on the exhibit when the shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School happened, yeah.
Speaking of museums, one of the most interesting points that you make in the exhibit is that museums have played a role in glamorizing guns over the years. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Guns are, you know, very interesting technological objects, and they have certainly changed how we live. I think there's no question about that in terms of what they're capable of. However, they've been celebrated in how they've been presented, in the numbers that they've been presented in marveling at their technology, that they have been one of the agents that have made colonization possible. They have been hailed and celebrated. And, of course, this is not everybody's story. certainly not the colonized, and certainly not how we're living now. Those who are terrorized by gun violence wouldn't celebrate the gun in the same way. And so we wanted to take a look at that and take some responsibility as a practitioner in a museum, and so the museum as a whole taking responsibility for doing that, which is why we use that device of, rather than displaying the guns, what we did is we made half-cast molds, and we are displaying those instead of the guns that we have in our collection instead, and the musket ball, which to me is the most interesting object in the exhibition.
That's because of where we get the word gun from.
Right. From the Nordic name Gundlahir, a woman's name, which means war. And you find the name inscribed on a spindle from about the year 1000. And at one point in the exhibition, some of the text makes the point that, you know, guns are so prevalent in our lives that they serve as metaphors. So it's interesting to find the root of the word and where it comes from.
Right. Yeah. Observing the headwaters of the whole river of firearms in our culture is pretty astounding.
Yeah.
The UNM campus itself is divided on this issue of guns, in many ways, just like the state of New Mexico is, or the country itself. How has the exhibit been received on campus?
I know that the exhibit has been received very well. I've seen a lot of people in the exhibit. I think our numbers have gone up a little bit in terms of visitation. And with many exhibits, particularly exhibits that might be harder for people or might invite a certain amount of controversy, we invite people to let us know what they think, and we leave a survey for people to fill out. And there's also an open invitation, a letter at the desk when you enter the museum. Should anybody want to talk to the director or myself about the exhibit, we're available to talk to people. So in the responses that we've had from the survey, 80% have been incredibly positive, very grateful for the opportunity to engage with the exhibition, and are thankful that it's there and, you know, have good things to say. There are some people who are upset and, a very small number say, I won't come back here. That happens.
And you've taken the opportunity of the exhibit to invite some speakers to come to campus.
That's right. On the 29th of this month, 29th of September, 1 o'clock, Saturday at the museum, we've partnered with UNM Press and William Briggs, who's a mathematician, I think that's interesting, and an author of a recent book on gun violence. And it's a very measured, his book is very measured, really looking at both sides, is going to come and speak. And we will also have Miranda Viscoli, who is one of the co-founders of New Mexicans Against Gun Violence, because we worked with that organization putting this exhibition together. And she will also be on hand and say a little bit about the organization.
When you were first putting the exhibit together, creating the structure, coming up with the ideas of how you wanted to present it, who was the audience you had in mind?
The audience we had in mind was varied. We do get a lot of school kids through various ages, and it's the kind of exhibition for certainly very young kids. You know, we would hope that they're there with adults who are helping them interpret the information. But also, you know, high school students and university students. This is very much one of the audiences we wanted to engage. And towards that end, there is in the exhibition a poem by a high school student from Santa Fe who participated in one of the protests that happened not long after the shooting in February. And it's a wonderful poem. So we invited her to include that to sort of speak to that audience as well, regardless of what position they take. And then adult audiences and local audiences. Certainly, we get a lot of tourists and also very welcome, but really did want to speak to local audiences. Yeah.
Did you fear that you might be preaching to the converted?
No. I think when you look at the statistics in New Mexico on gun ownership, I think that New Mexico ranks 17th in the number of guns per capita, and we have a lot of gun violence. And there are people on all sides of this issue in the state and who do come to the museum, you know, per the responses that we're getting, which are overwhelmingly positive. And when I say that the responses are positive, I don't necessarily mean that everybody who is responding in a positive manner wants to see more gun regulation, but maybe just thankful that we're engaging the issue.
Devra Romanek has co-curated Gun Violence, A Brief Cultural History, on view through November 10th at the Maxwell Museum of Anthropology at UNM in Albuquerque. Information at KUNM.org. Devra, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.